Blake and Diva in the morning. You thought it was a great date, but now you're getting blown off. Find out why with Blake and Diva. It's Blown Off on Coast 93.1.
Richard is getting blown off.
Hey, guys.
Why don't we start, as usual, with the background? Kind of give us a summary of how you met and the date or dates.
So I met this girl, Melissa, on Bumble.
Okay.
She's gorgeous. I was really pumped to meet her for a drink. And I thought it was a great first date. Nice conversation. We really clicked. So I'm pretty surprised she hasn't responded to my text. And my sister told me, call Blake and Eva. They'll help you.
So, all right. We're getting people sent to us.
I love that. Yeah, I'm having a problem. I thought the day was great or whatever. Oh, honey, call Blake and Eva.
You came highly recommended.
Well, we did get a hold of Melissa. So far, all a right. Wise decision.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Hey,
you're okay with your voice being on the radio, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Say hi to Richard, by the way.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Melissa.
This is awkward.
I know. Well, give us, Melissa, if you could, from your perspective, I mean, I don't know. It's not so nice to just drop off the face of the earth and not give someone a reason, but sometimes it's hard to explain what the reason is, and that's why we're here, you know?
So here's your chance.
So what happened?
So I mean, basically,
was Richard what you expected? I mean, let's start there. Since you met online, I know that's a common thing. Were the pictures accurate?
The pictures held up. He's a good-looking guy, great bod. and he was nice. Like, our conversation, there was nothing wrong with, like, our conversation. He just, I don't think I can keep up with Richard. Like, his amount of energy, it's off the charts. He's clearly obsessed with his physical fitness. But, like, to the point that I felt like I was in a workout class while we were in a restaurant.
What do you mean by that?
I felt like I was in an infomercial for P90X. I mean, I got to the bar before he did, and I saw him coming in, and he was doing lunges across the parking lot, then jogging in place while we're, like, getting ourselves situated at the host stand.
Wow.
He did those little press-up things on the banquette while we were, drinking. It was just crazy.
You miss your workout that day?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and listen, he's into his physical fitness. I think that's great. I appreciate it. I can't keep up with it.
Richard, do you work in the fitness? Like, what do you?
Yeah, I mean, I do work in the fitness industry. It's my passion, and I am kind of hyper. I'll give you that. I'm a fast-paced kind of guy. to me, it's just fun. It's not, I have a lot of energy, and I see the world as my gym, and why waste a good opportunity to stay fit?
I have friends like you. Yeah, I mean, the guy who's like, if there's a cross beam at a restaurant, you're gonna jump up and do a pull up on it.
Of course, why not?
Yeah.
And for me, I don't want to go on a date with like hot straight Richard Simmons.
I mean,
hey, Richard.
A nice guy. I think there's a hyperactive girl out there for him. It's not me.
She said hot and straight, Richard.
I know, right.
I mean, yeah, he's hot. He's very hot.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that it can be a lot for some people. I don't expect I don't need a girl who can handle, who can go as intensely as I do, but...
Richard.
But I understand.
Richard, do you chill? I mean, like, is there, like downtime? Like, do you ever have, like, downtime? Like, like what do you do to relax?
I mean, sure, at the very end of the day, you always need your recovery sleep. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess I have more energy than most people.
It's just, I could see it being a little overwhelming on a date.
Right.
Like
it's exhausting.
I can see that. I can understand that. But yeah, I don't know if it's possible for me to turn it down that much. So.
Right. And even though, so
I don't think you should. I just think I'm not the girl that can handle that.
That's fair enough.
So,
you know, and it was, I didn't know how to tell him that. I shouldn't have ghosted him. That was a move on my part. I own that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're a nice guy, Richard. I really do wish you the best.
So this is.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I wish you the best as well.
This is not. This
thank
is
you.
Okay. So this is not another date situation. Wow, I couldn't even keep up with this conversation.
I know.
No. We're thinking not another date.
I'm thinking not another date.
Yeah, I guess we're not fully compatible.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Melissa, thanks for being honest. I would say next time you could probably say that in a text message. Just we're not a...
Yeah,
I probably should have, yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on and being honest. And Richard, thanks for following Sister's suggestion to get a hold of us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Richard, you can stop doing the squats now. I just imagine him like he's been squatting through this whole phone call. What'd you say?
Can't stop, won't stop.
All right. Wow, that's like better than a cup of coffee. I'm like awake now that I've talked to
Ready
Richard.
To go.
All right. Well, best of luck, guys, and thanks for coming on the show, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
If you're ever getting blown off, go to coast931.com. It's the Blake and Eva Show.
Body,
for Richard. Blake and Eva in the morning.